Thank you for tuning in to the show about nothing. I am your host, Jaja Banks. And it's the last Sunday of the year, 2018. And I just wanted to kind of share a few highlights of my own, some highlights that happened in general, you know, goals for 2019, you know, just kind of have those positive vibes in the air, put out there what I want to do. And, you know, when you put it into the universe, hey, it's only right that the universe delivers, you know? So, just a few things that happened for me this year. I got back in the studio. That was amazing. I'm still working on the project. I want to get it done next year. Like, I really want to finish it and put out some content just for people to hear. Like, I know singing for me, like, is singing. And I do a little bit of rapping. I'm your girl talented. I got a little skill set, you know. It was important for me to do something musically this year, and I definitely got back in the studio. Shout out to D Money, BTB Official. Man, great producer, engineer, like, dude got it. Yeah, that was cool for me. Like, just being in the studio just generated a whole lot of creative vibes for me. I started this podcast. I didn't even tell anybody that I was going to do it. I just did it. I just woke up and was like, I'm doing it. Inspiration from it came from just the conversations that I've had with my friends and my family. I know what really sparked it was a trip to Mississippi just to see the roots of my dad and meet other family that I hadn't seen in years. The last time I went to Mississippi, I was like 9. So, you know, just to see my grandfather again and reconnect with the family, that was pretty good. But there was a conversation that was had in the hotel room. I shared it with my grandmothers. And as y'all can tell, first episode, shout out to Mimi and my grandma, Anna Jo. It was a spicy conversation that they were having. And I just thought, like, wow, nobody's going to believe me. Nobody's going to believe that my grandmothers were, you know, speaking like this. So, I went to a lot of concerts, a lot of big concerts. I went to Jambalaya, saw J. Cole live. That was awesome. Migos, awesome. Playboi Carti. It was a lot of other people there, but it was more so, for my stepbrother and his friends. But like I said, I saw the people that I wanted to see. You know, the H-Town set was live. That was amazing. I went to the On the Run tour. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I got those tickets for my birthday. Shout out to my parents, Candace and my daddy. So, yeah, man, that was dope. And I also went to that Kendrick Lamar concert that he had with TDE, SZA, J-Rock, Sir, that was amazing. Had a great time. Kendrick always had me lit. I promise you, anytime Kendrick has a concert, I will be there. I sure will. I will make a way because I love KDOT. Like, oh my gosh, the energy is amazing. The performance was amazing. KDOT, yes, Beyonce. Yes, you did that too. Beyonce, Jay-Z. But I find it so crazy with the On the Run tour. I thought that I would be more hyped for Beyonce, but I was really like lit for Jay-Z. Like, he brought out all the classics, all the stops. Like, I was very impressed. I love the way he broke down Song Cry. That's one of my favorite Jay-Z songs next to You Don't Know. Man, like, guys, amazing. They are amazing, amazing, amazing. I think this year also for me, I did a lot of healing, a lot of soul searching. You know, I had a lot of favor on my life. Like, oh, God was just so good to me this year. I was increasing my spirituality, just getting in touch with that side of things and, you know, being able to meditate, find peace within myself and, you know, not have any type of thing that weird thing that gets me through it. Like, you know, if you drink, that's cool. If you smoke, that's fine. But, you know, I just wanted to be able to find peace within myself. Just yoga helped. Shout out to Kiera. You did that, mama. Mm-hmm. She really helped me this year. I did a lot of yoga, meditation, just, it was great for me. Forgiving myself. Yeah. You know, I think a lot of the times the biggest part of forgiveness is forgiving yourself for things. And a lot of times we don't think that we're dragging it in, but we're definitely dragging it in. Like, you gotta forgive yourself. If you don't forgive yourself, you will always carry on that negative baggage, that extra unwanted, just ugh, about yourself, you know? So I suggest, you know, becoming one with yourself, aligning yourself with God, your chakras, you know, just staying on top of your spiritual health is very, very important. Shout out to Shad. You know, he gave me some of my first crystals, you know, very dope individual. I learned a lot just listening to him speak on, you know, spiritual health and health in general. I started letting me out more, putting myself out there more, you know, that was big for me this year. I wasn't dating prior to this. But I'm glad that I started dating, you know, getting myself out there. Cause sometimes I, you know, everybody deserves fun. Everybody deserves, somebody that'll make them happy. Shout out to Harry. but yeah, man, dating, thanks for upgrading my experience of dating, you know, showing me there are still, you know, gentlemen out there. So I'm really appreciative of that. I'm sorry that God, y'all had a miserable year. I know I see every time I log into my Facebook, I see stuff like, 2018 sucked, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm just like, dang, I'm sorry that y'all had a miserable, if y'all had a miserable 2018, but I just feel like, you know, you are what you make it. If you put negative energy out into the world, out into the universe, that's what you're going to get. You know, it starts with speaking positivity over your life, over everything. Be careful with what you say about you or whatever situation you're going through, because, you know, power is in the tongue. You know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And the sooner people start realizing that, the better off you'll be. You know, you got to, I understand that, you know, you're going through some things. Yes. But speak positivity over it. Thank God for getting you out of it. You might be in the midst of it, but, you know, you got to, ooh, and also helps on the church that you attend. I'll leave it at that. some of the more tragic highlights, 2018, California wildfires. Oh my gosh. My heart goes out to those families still recovering. Wow. That was just, and it was like, there was nothing that we could do but just watch this stuff burn. I felt so helpless, and I'm saddened to see so many homes gone. But I did like to see the selflessness of the celebrities that lost them. Like, you realize that those celebrities were humans just like us, you know, that some of those people lost their homes as well, you know? I love to see us come together as people.
I love to see that. And I hate that tragedy has to happen for that to happen, for people to get together. That really sucks. Also, Hurricane Florence. Oh my gosh. You know, for the people that are not prepared for a hurricane, it's one thing to, you know, Texas is Texas. All the southern states are really, you know, kind of used to that type of thing. But it's one thing to be used to it. And it's another thing for you not to even have a clue on what to do. Oh my gosh. My family, my prayers and my heart goes out to those families still recovering. The people that's gone through it. I hope you have a strong recovery and everybody is able to get back to life. Aretha Franklin died this year too. That was wow. Just wow. This year was definitely a tough one, but you know, if you took care of yourself, and I mean that in a spiritual, you kept yourself grounded, then it was a great one for you. You know, this year might have been, I could see how it was a tough one. Like this year, a lot of stuff happened. On a lighter note, Meghan Markle married a prince. That was definitely a win. And she's pregnant from what I hear. Childish Gambino dropped This Is America, the video, the visual. Guys, I watched that video at least like a good 7 times to really get it. The first time I just watched it for the whole entire video. The second time I paid attention to what was going on. The third time I added the words. I looked at what he did with it and the message behind it. It was just like, wow. And then I watched it the last few times just because it was an amazing video. 2018 was definitely Cardi B's year. She came out with it. She revealed that she was pregnant. She did her thing at Coachella. I was like, wow, baby, big and pregnant. Yes. I loved when she twerked. That was probably my favorite part of her performance. She was representing. I remember how it was to have like a banging booty while being pregnant and not being able to just pop it everywhere. Because every time I used to try to twerk when I was pregnant, everybody used to tell me to stop. So Cardi B, yes, I was here for it. So congratulations, Cardi B. You know, I hope everything continues to happen for you. I want to see you in movies. I want to see you more in acting. I want to see your personality on camera. That's what I want to see, though. Oh, child, Kanye West. Who? I don't know if Kanye West is just a character to me. I don't know if he's using this mental illness thing to market something or if he has a hidden agenda. I don't know, but I know he just straight up wild out. I feel like his remarks this year, just he should have just really kept to himself. And I feel like, I know he his own person, but I feel like, come on, Kim, there's certain times where you need to step in and take his phone. Like, all right, you're doing too much. No, cut it out. It is what it is. And if he feel the need to get on somebody else's phone, dang, you know, maybe he really need to say what he needed to say. But Kanye, I suggest that you don't do no more interviews, videos, tweets, until you've gotten your mental illness in wraps. I feel like you're damaging and tarnishing your reputation, your name, your word. Like, you definitely you were in the past a voice for the Black people, but you know, we didn't. Child, you're not invited nowhere near the cookout, you or your family. North probably can come, Saint too. I don't know about, and maybe baby Chicago, but I don't know about everybody else. Beachella. Whoo! Beyonce was so dope that she took over the whole thing. It was Beachella. Baby, Beyonce, you inspire me so much. I love you. Yes, yes, yes. When I say you are probably one of the greatest performers of all time, next to Michael Jackson, and look, yes, sis, you did that. Also, who bit Beyonce? That was hilarious. That was funny. Oh, child. I didn't really want to highlight anything that Donnie did, President Donnie. I'd rather not speak on it, because I was taught that if you don't have anything nice to say, you shouldn't say it at all. And I ain't gonna say it. I ain't gonna even talk about him. Goals for 2019. I want to build financially on this podcast, spiritually, emotionally. Like, I really want to start building a foundation and becoming much more solid. I want to dedicate more time serving God, which I'm probably going to just join one of the clubs at church, or, you know, just start volunteering more at church, because they have a lot of volunteering experiences and opportunities. So I probably do one of those two things, or both. But I definitely want to start doing something like that. I want to finish the music project, put out content, you know, songs, maybe a couple of videos here and there. I really want to do it. I'm going to speak on it. I want it to happen. So therefore, it's going to happen. I also want to spend more time with my brothers. I feel like I don't spend enough time with them. I feel like we don't talk enough. And I want to make sure that I spend time with them, you know, because I don't want to look up in, you know, if anything happened to me or them, that, oh, dang, I wish I would have spent more time, you know. A lot of young men lost their lives this year. I just don't want to be that person, that sister, that sibling, that family member that was like, dang, I should have spent more time. I learned a lot of lessons this year as well. Well, not a lot of lessons. I just learned, you know, a couple. I learned to be patient, a little bit more patient, which that was something that I really, really wanted to work on. So my patience has gotten a lot better. I'm still working on it. Nobody's perfect, y'all. But, and then, like, I had to relearn that people are in your life for a season. Some people are in your life forever, and some people are there for a season to teach you certain things. And I had to relearn that. There's no love lost on that. You know, it is what it is. And like I said, I also learned to put myself out there, not be afraid, you know, not everybody your ex, you feel me? You have to equip yourself with the tools to, see red flags when you see them. And it's something that, you know, you're not going to want to deal with later on. It's not going to get better. That is who that person is. Just, you know, cut ties where it is. I don't care how much you like them. Red flags are always there. We just choose not to, we just choose to ignore it, pretty much. My favorite albums this year, I listened to K.O.D. According to Pandora, it was Queen from Nicki Minaj. Of course, you did that, sis. Travis Scott's Astroworld, loved it. You did your thing. Most City Representer. Yes, you did that one. I love J. Cole's KOD. Amazing from beginning to end. I loved it. And Scorpion. Drake will always get a spin. I feel like anything that Drake does is a classic. I'm still listening to all of his albums to this day, you know, and it always puts me in a certain position. Like, cause I can always, I'm very nostalgic and I can always put myself back in the place where I was when I hear the music. And that's what I love about Drake. You know, it's very classic. I'm probably going to be jamming this for the rest of my life. So, those were the highlights for 2018. Thank you so much for tuning in. How I want to build on this podcast, I want you guys to start interacting with me. There is a option to leave voice messages so you can, you know, ask me questions when that time comes. I'm going to start adding more segments. I'm going to, you know, just I want y'all to be active with me. Feel like that's a great way to expand, and I'm possibly gonna go ahead and bring it to video. So stay tuned for the show About Nothing, where we discuss absolutely everything. I want to give a special thanks to the listeners. Thank you so much for supporting me. For the positive feedback, I wouldn't be here without you guys. Thank you to God for giving me the creative wisdom, and the courage to start this podcast. And I want to thank all the guests that I had on, Grandma Ann, Mimi, Jasmine, Milani, Harry, that boy Shaw, my mother Candy, Broderick, thank you. And Miss J, thank you so much for being on the show. I can't wait for you guys to see what I have in store for you next season. It only gets better from here. So thank you so much for being involved with the show About Nothing, where we discuss absolutely everything. And for the last time this year, I am your host, Jaja Banks, and I wish you nothing but love, peace, and soul.